Welcome to Standard & Poor's Credit Market Podcast, a weekly show covering the major stories affecting the global debt markets and your investment decisions.
Hi, this is Brian Pellett. Welcome to the podcast. On August 8th, Standard & Poor's lowered its long-term sovereign credit ratings on Georgia to B from B+, and placed the ratings on Credit Watch with negative implications as the country moved toward war with Russia. On August 19th, they maintained the negative status. Joining us today from London to discuss several scenarios that could change the sovereign's ratings and outlook once more is ratings analyst Trevor Cullinan. Thanks for joining us, Trevor.
Hi.
Okay, first question. According to your report, Georgia's initial downgrade and outlook revision on August 8th stemmed from the escalating violence between Georgian troops and armed separatists in South Ossetia. Can you tell our listeners what has changed here in the past few weeks?
Well, the situation deteriorated quite quickly after our downgrade on Friday, the 8th of August. Over the weekend, there was significant military action on behalf of both Russia and Georgia. Russian troops, there was a significant increase in the presence of Russian troops in South Ossetia. There was a battle between both Russia and Georgia, and the upshot really was that the Russian forces defeated the much smaller Georgian military over the weekend. So it was a very quick battle. It was focused mostly in Skhinvali, which is the capital of South Ossetia. The Russians remain in control of South Ossetia. They also took further positions in Abkhazia, the other separatist region in Georgia, and actually pushed on into Georgia proper. Since then, the Russians have taken control of some of the key towns in Georgia. One of the main focuses is in Gori, which is very close to the capital of Georgia, Tbilisi. And with the Russians in control of Gori, it means that they have more or less a stranglehold over the economy of Georgia. They control the main east-west highway in Georgia and also railway routes that go through Gori and link Georgia to their west coast, to the Black Sea. So this means that really it's very difficult for anybody to assess what the real damage has been in Georgia so far, and also for Georgia to recover, because these main transit routes are where the Georgians transport oil to the west coast and allows them to export from the country. So as long as Russia remains in control of these big towns and cities such as Gori, then it's going to be very difficult for the Georgians to recover from this situation. This is the main reason that we continue to have a negative credit watch on the rating of Georgia, because it's still very uncertain how the situation is going to develop from here.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the economic conditions in Georgia as well. In recent years, things have been pretty strong and growth has been strong. What have been the main contributing factors to this? And also, how have things changed since the beginning of August in terms of the economy?
Yeah, growth has been very strong. In 2007, GDP growth was over 12%. In the first quarter of this year, growth was, I think, 9.3% year on year. So, as you say, growth has been very strong. We were expecting to see a slowdown this year, but this is obviously going to be much more significant now after the military conflict between Russia and Georgia. One of the key factors behind the strong growth over recent years, not just last year, has been the modernizing bent of the Georgian government. They've been very focused on becoming more market-friendly, business-friendly, and attracting foreign direct investment. They've had some real success with attracting this foreign direct investment, which reached more or less 20% of GDP in 2007. So it's been steadily increasing over the years. This has been one of the main supporting factors for different sectors of the economy. There's been a real focus on construction, but also much more broad-based investment in manufacturing, transport, and telecommunications. And one of our main concerns is that the recent military conflict will have put this success story at real risk. We expect, because of the most recent military action, that these investment flows will have been curtailed to a significant extent. The worry is that they will be slowed down or may even cease over the medium to long term, because investors will be worried about their security of their investments in Georgia going forward. There were plans for another pipeline across Georgia to link energy supplies in the Caucasus to Europe. It's likely that this will have at least been put on hold for the near future. There are also concerns that the current pipelines, because they've actually flows of oil through the pipelines that currently run through Georgia, for example, the BP pipeline, and also pipelines that transport oil from Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan, they've actually been stopped at this point in time because of the security risk. So the longer this remains the case, then the harder it's going to be for the Georgian economy to recover. And as I said, one of our key risks is that investor sentiment will have worsened and these foreign direct investment flows will have been curtailed for the medium to long term.
And how have Russia's ratings been affected by all of this, by the military conflict?
There's been no immediate impact on Russia's ratings. Russia is obviously a much larger economy. We don't think that the recent conflict is going to have any meaningful effect on Russian growth prospects, which at the moment are to a significant extent fueled by petroleum exports. So this conflict shouldn't have any immediate impact on Russia's ratings. The risk, I guess the key risk we see maybe for Russia would be, again, with regards to investor sentiment, because the longer the instability in this region, in the Caucasus, continues on Russia's borders and suggests ongoing instability for Russia at the same time, then this could also impact on investor sentiment towards Russia. We haven't seen any evidence of this at this point in time that would suggest that we would amend the rating on Russia. But the issue is that it could affect investor sentiment in the longer term. This could be a risk with regards to the refinancing of the Russian banks, and then you may well see some ratings impact. But at this point in time, the rating has not been impacted at all.
All right, now just back to Georgia for a moment. Under what circumstances do you expect the credit watch negative that was placement that was initially placed on August 8th and then maintained on August 19th for Georgia to be resolved?
The main issue now for us is the near-term economic activity and the potential for that to be curtailed by Russia and the actions of the Russian military, or for the situation to go back to some basically for the situation to recover, for the Georgians to be able to gain control over these key transit routes across the country, and for the Russians to allow the Georgians, first of all, to make an assessment of the damage to infrastructure, and also then to be able to go ahead and repair any damage that's taken place. Also, there's obviously been a humanitarian impact here, and there are estimates suggest thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of refugees now in Georgia. So this situation will have to be addressed as well before the Georgian economy is able to get back to any semblance of normality. So just watching how this situation develops over the near term, this is really the key factor with regards to the credit watch negative.
And then are these the same factors that will affect if Georgia's sovereign credit ratings are upgraded or downgraded in the next coming months?
Yes, it's the economic impact that's our key focus at the moment. But as I said, with regards to us moving the credit watch back to a stable outlook and affirming the ratings at B, the issue here would be that the Georgians are able to rebuild and the economy is able to recover. Also, we will be keeping a close eye on the stabilization of bank deposits and foreign exchange reserves. And we would be very interested to see how much foreign aid the Georgians receive over the coming quarters. I guess the downside risk here for us is that the uncertainty continues, that there are significant capital flows out of the country, and that Russia continues to stop the Georgian government from being able to recover the economy, to improve the infrastructure after the damage that's already been done. So that would be the main risk. Our key risk factor with regards to potential lowering of the rating.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks so much for joining us, Trevor.
Thank you.
Now, this podcast is on our website, www.podcasts.standardandpoors.com. If you have comments about our program, we want to hear them. Send an email to Peter Denolfo at peter_denolfo@standardandpoors.com. That's peter_denolfo, D-I-N-O-L-F-O, @standardandpoors.com.